Welcome to installment 125 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains three commandments. Positive commandment 130, to give the tithe to poor people, Maaser Oni. Positive commandment 195, the commandment to give charity. And the prohibition number 232, the prohibition from withholding charitable funds when you know you could help a person in need. Positive commandment number 130 is derived from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 28, where it is written, Miktzei Sholeh Shonim, Teitzi es kol Maaser Tvuascha, that at the end of a three-year period, you must bring all of the tithes of that year's crop. This is the law of Maaser Oni. To understand clearly this law, we must understand what is the procedure for separating the different gifts and the different portions from grain which is grown in the land of Israel. First, the farmer must take approximately 1/50th of his crop and give it to the Kohen. This is called Truma. Secondly, after he has taken Truma, he must take 1/10th of the remainder and give it to the Levi, the Levite. This is called Maaser, a tithe. After he has done that, he must bring another 1/10, another tithe for another offering. However, this changes from year to year. In the Jewish calendar, there are 7-year cycles. There are 6 regular years. Then there is a 7th year of Shemitah, during which the land may not be worked. On the 1st and 2nd year of the cycle, as well as the 4th and 5th year of the cycle, Maaser Sheni must be brought, as we will be discussing over the next few days. However, on the 3rd year and the 6th year, instead of taking Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, a special tithe is taken for the poor people. This is called Maaser Oni, the tithe to be given to the poor. The Rambam mentions that the details of this commandment are discussed throughout the tractate Peyed Mai Maisris, as well as other parts of Seder Zeroyim, and also tractates Machshirin and Yodayim. Commandment number 195 is the positive commandment of giving tzedakah, or charity. This commandment is to support needy people as much as we are capable of doing. As the Rambam says in his legal code, that the positive commandment is to give whatever the poor person may need as much as you are able to afford to try to fulfill his need. The Rambam mentions several verses in the Chumash which discuss this commandment. One in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 8, where it is written, Poseach tiftach es yodcha, that you should certainly open up your hand to him. Other psukim, such as Echazakta Beger V'teisha V'chai Imach, V'chei Achicha Imach, from the book of Leviticus, which mean that one must certainly support and allow him to live, and let your brother live with you, also express the same idea that we must try to support our poor people and to give them whatever they might need. The Rambam mentions that even the poor person himself, who is receiving charity, also is required to give charity. He gives either to someone poorer than him, or to someone that's on the same level as him. Even though it might be a very small amount, something must be given. In his legal code, the Rambam lists many different levels of preference in how to give charity. The highest level of charity is not actually giving charity at all. The highest level of giving charity is helping someone find a profession, to find a job in which they can support themselves. In this way, not only will they have their livelihood provided for, but they will do so in the most honorable fashion and be able to give tzedakah to others instead of having to receive the charity themselves. These and other laws are discussed in the Talmud, primarily in the tractate Ksubas and Baba Basra. Tzedakah is a unique mitzvah. It is a mitzvah where God says that you can test me with this mitzvah. If you give charity, you will end up not losing a penny. You will actually gain money to replace the tzedakah, the charity that you have given. The Medrash tells the story of Rabban Gamliel, who was approached by a person who asked, how can you Jews give so much money to charity? You're required to give so much and you have so many commandments. How can you possibly hope to come through such a loss? Rabbi Gamliel answered him, and wouldn't you give somebody a loan if you had a good guarantor? So he answered, of course, if I could guarantee repayment of the loan, I would certainly give it. Rabbi Gamliel answered that this is what charity is, that God has given us the money to lend to the poor person, and he guarantees that it will later on be returned to us. And even though we might not see an increased income, one never knows that without giving the tzedakah, how much of one's income would have to be given to other costs, such as doctor bills, God forbid, or medicines, or other sorts of misfortune which can occur to a person. Therefore, we see that the reward for tzedakah is a physical, concrete reward. In addition to the spiritual reward for tzedakah and for all the other mitzvahs, there is a planned, concrete reward which we can physically see. And God himself says, if you don't believe me, test me. Give more charity and see how the money comes back to you. The Talmud tells a similar story in regard to Rabbi Akiva and his daughter. As Rabbi Akiva's daughter grew up, they planned for her marriage, but Rabbi Akiva felt very uncertain about her marriage day, because some of the stargazers had informed him that they had seen in the stars that his daughter would die on her wedding day by being stung by a snake. However, Rabbi Akiva placed his trust in God and ignored their warnings, although he still felt a little uncertain. On the wedding day, a beautiful wedding was planned, with all the admirers and students at Rabbi Akiva participating in the wedding. In the middle of all the celebration, the guests were all served, and the guests were all eating, and Rabbi Akiva himself brought food for his daughter. However, amidst the whole celebration was standing a poor man, and this poor man was weak from hunger and was whispering, "Please give me food." However, everyone ignored him. Nobody even noticed his appearance, except Rabbi Akiva's daughter, who noticed the beggar and singled him out and brought her own plate of food and gave it to the man. No one noticed what she did, and no one was aware, except the poor man himself, who thanked her and left. In the evening, she removed her bridal veil and removed the large golden pin which was used to hold the veil in place. Lacking a place to put this pin, she decided to stick it in the wall behind her, and in the dark, she stuck this pin in the wall. Upon awaking in the morning, she was greeted with an amazing sight. She saw a snake on the wall, and the snake was pierced through with a golden pin. The golden pin that she had placed in the wall without looking had killed the snake and saved her from a certain death. Upon being notified, that Rabbi Akiva ran to her and asked, "My daughter, what did you do to merit this miraculous occurrence?" And she said, "I don't know anything in particular." "But what did you do unusual?" he asked. She answered, "Well, there was a poor man at the wedding that no one noticed, and I gave him some food." Rabbi Akiva informed her that you have performed the mitzvah of tzedakah. Through giving the performing the great mitzvah of charity, you have merited that God should do a miracle to save your life, and that you merit to continue to do acts of charity throughout your life. There is also a prohibition connected with the act of charity. Prohibition 232 is derived from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 7, where it is stated, "Leisa amet es levavcha," that do not harden your heart. "Leisik beit es yotcha miyachicha evyein," and do not close your hands from your needy brother. This, that Rambam says, applies to anyone who sees a poor person who is asking for charity. And if a person is capable of giving him charity and he ignores him, this person is violating the biblical prohibition number 232. The Rambam defines in his legal code what is considered a poor person. A poor person, says the Rambam, is anyone who is needy. If this poor person was accustomed to riding on a horse and having a servant running before him and serving him, then one is required, if one is able, to buy a horse for him to ride, and to buy a servant to run before him. As it says, "Dai machseir asher yachsalei," you must give him his lack, and you must fulfill what he needs. If one does not, one is violating this biblical prohibition. The story is told of Rav Nachum Chernobyler, about how he fulfilled this mitzvah. That Rav Nachum was very, very poor and needy, and during one period of time he was severely in debt. A certain follower of his brought him a gift of 300 rubles. And the Gabbai, the one in charge of discharging the family's financial obligations, was extremely happy upon the reception of such a tremendous gift. On that very night that the gift had been received, he waited for his Rebbe, the Chernobylite, to give him the gift. However, the Chernobylite didn't have it. The 300 rubles was gone. The Gabbai asked, "What happened to the 300 rubles?" And the Chernobylite explained that among the visitors that came to me today was one man who was in severe financial difficulty. He hadn't paid the teacher of his children for a year. He was being thrown out of his house. And now his eldest daughter was ready to be married, and he had no money for a dowry or a wedding. "So I asked," said the Chernobyler, "how much money would you need to stabilize your financial situation?" And he answered, 300 rubles. "At that moment," said the Chernobyler, "I decided that even though I needed the money, I would give it all to him. However," said the Chernobyler, "immediately after, another thought came into my mind. Think of how many other poor families who could benefit from some of this money. Why should I give it all to this one individual? I should split it up, and I should not give it all to him." "I pondered the situation," said the Chernobyler, "and I decided I would give all to him." "Why is that?" "Because I thought, if it was such a good idea to split up the money, why did I not think of it when I immediately got the money? Why was it that only after I had thought of giving all of the money to this one person, suddenly I thought of splitting it up?" "It must be," said the Chernobyler, "that the desire to give all of the money to this needy person came from my Yetzer Tov, my good inclination. And the Yetzer Hara must have been the one who was claiming to split it up. Because if it had been a good inclination and a good response, I would have thought of that originally." The Rambam claims in his legal code that one must be more careful with the mitzvah of charity than any other one of the commandments. He says that this is the sign of a tzaddik, of a righteous person, as God said in relation to Abraham. In addition, it affords the continued existence of the Jewish people and the Jewish religion. And in addition, Ein Yisrael Nigolin El Bitzdaka, that the ultimate redemption of the Jewish people will come through the fulfillment of tzedakah. And may this be fulfilled speedily in our days. Amen. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shir, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.